With CAP Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. A bill aimed at fighting against sexual violence has been introduced in the state legislature. It would classify the intentional intoxication of a person as a violent felony in California, closing a legal loophole that currently fails to recognize the violence inherent in the rape of an unconscious person. Senator Marie Alvarado-Gill is the bill's author.
I want to be clear that rape is a violent act, regardless of the circumstances surrounding it. And yet, our current laws fail to reflect that truth.
She says that's because of Proposition 57, which was intended to reduce prison overcrowding by granting early release to nonviolent offenders. Alvarado-Gill's measure would only extend violent felonies to perpetrators who intentionally drugged their victims. A new $144 million Veterans Administration super clinic was dedicated yesterday just south of Stockton. CAP Radio's Rich Ibarra was there and tells us the clinic fills a decades-old void.
The project has been on the drawing board for over 20 years, and now the time has finally arrived as thousands gathered for the opening.
Ready to cut the ribbon and open the doors to state-of-the-art healthcare services closer to where our veterans live.
The four-story clinic will serve 80,000 veterans living in San Joaquin, Stanislaus, Calaveras, Tuolumne, and Amador counties. David Stockwell is director of VA Healthcare in Northern California and says this area has long been underserved.
The sixth largest population in the state of California, and to not have a large VA facility has really been a hardship for veterans to travel longer distances to get access to care.
Congressman Josh Hodder says trips to the Bay Area and Sacramento for treatment will no longer be necessary.
Look around. You see a whole lot of our veterans here who are in wheelchairs or in walkers who can't drive themselves. And that can be a journey that'll take 7-8 hours round trip.
The late Richard Pittman was a Marine and Medal of Honor winner from Stockton for whom the VA clinic is named. Tino Adami served as a Marine in Vietnam and led the charge with his fellow vets to see this clinic to completion.
For the future generation, we need to get the facility ready for the women also, and this is going to be the future for the younger vets.
The clinic will offer a whole array of medical services, including dental, surgery, and an eye clinic. In San Joaquin County, Rich Ibarra, CAP Radio News.
A bill advancing in the state legislature would develop, for the first time in state history, a strategic master plan to end hunger in California. Jazzy Grewald testified in support of the bill. She's with United Food and Commercial Workers. It's a labor union representing farm workers, grocery delivery drivers, and other food processing employees.
Sadly ironic, the workers who grow and deliver food face higher levels of food insecurity than the rest of the U.S. workforce. During the COVID-19 pandemic, 72% of agricultural workers reported trouble paying for food.
The bill would require the state to appoint an End Hunger in California Master Plan Task Force. Its job would be to make recommendations for future comprehensive strategies aimed at addressing access to healthy and culturally relevant food for all Californians. The measure has passed the Assembly Agriculture Committee. It heads next to Appropriations. More news at capradio.org.
Support for CAP Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a local company providing flexible health plans to address the needs of businesses and individuals, available through employers and Covered California. Information at westernhealth.com.